That size life.
Well, have we started?
Have we? All right, RG Music Africa, welcome to another week, ladies and gentlemen. It's the festive season. How have you guys been enjoying your December, guys? I really want to know, because for me, this December has been different for me. You know, this year I've gone to like four different concerts. Is it four or three? I don't know. But they've been major concerts, and yeah, they've been the same cycle. And you know, I keep going to test the, you know, just to see if maybe they're going to do something different, but it's a lie. It's like they are stuck on rubbish. You know when you are stuck on rubbish? It's like they're stuck on rubbish. We are sorry for that. Okay, it's like they're stuck on rubbish, but it's okay. Is it safe to say the year is still young?
No, it's wrapping up.
Right, yeah, it's wrapping up, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. It's wrapping up. All right, so tell us how your December has been going, man. We want to know, have you been to any concerts? Have you been to any events? And which event has been your best? And a lot of IGGBs are back, guys. And they'll be calling us that I've been in Nigeria. Let's go and chill. I don't understand. Chill what? What are we chilling? My cousin got back, spent 2 weeks in Nigeria, and she spent 140K. 2 weeks. And I'm just there like, why are you? I don't understand. You have been here all your life. So why are you spending money like this? So you IGGBs, you don't need to chill. We've been here. We've been trying to put things together. And now you guys are back trying to make us spend. But it's okay. Jesus. This Game of Thrones is wild. This movie is wild. Do you watch Game of Thrones?
No, never. Okay. Why do right. I want to?
You want to start watching it?
Yeah.
Because of that thing that you just saw?
No.
No. Alright, yes, this is The Relevant Show. My name is Larry Shonubi, and this is ROG Music Africa. Big shout out to everyone who's been listening to us all through since September. We love you guys so much. We love you guys so, so much. Big shout out to Moti Cakes. Always keeping it real with us here. Yes, so today on the show, it's a wrap up. We have the giveaway. We're doing the wrap up for the year. And we started off with the movie industry. We started off with movies that blew your minds in the year 2018. Then last week, we talked films that blew your mind. Sorry, songs, albums, singles, and everything music that blew your minds this year, 2018. Now, this week, we're talking news that blew your mind. You know, things that you heard and you're like, in the same Nigeria. Oh my Jesus. So yes, that's what we're talking about today on the show. We have a very beautiful lady in the house today with us, an actress, a superstar, my siblings and I, Mnet series superstar. That's what's up, ladies and gentlemen. Give it up for the elegant, the light-skinned chocolate. Can we call it light-skinned chocolate?
I don't know anything you
that's
want.
A beautiful chocolate. Mm-hmm. A light-skinned chocolate. Mm-hmm.
Why me?
We have Cynthia in the house. Tell us your name. Introduce yourself.
Hi guys, my name is Cynthia ABJ. Yeah, I don't know about the superstar part, but yeah.
And she's a superstar. She's a superstar, guys.
I am an actress. On an Mnet series titled My Siblings and I. I play the character Bing Bay, like the troublesome Bing Bay. You all, if you watch it, you should know me by now.
Yes, so that's what's up. She's here with us, and we're going to be going around the clock for 2018. What happened this year? I want to announce the giveaway, the winner of the giveaway for last week. He's a very, very prompt listener. He had to listen to 2 episodes at once because he wanted to win this data. Ladies and gentlemen, the winner of our giveaway for last week is Feyisola Fagbore. Thank you very much. Thank you for the woo. Big shout outs to you, Feyi. Send us your details and you know, you get yourself free Airtel data. Let's take a very quick break. When we come back, it is still The Relevant Show right here on ROG Music Africa. My name is Larry Shonobi. Don't go anywhere because we have giveaway for y'all.
When Airtel says data is life, believe it, because we've got you covered for life. Airtel, now the network with the widest 4G coverage in Nigeria. Visit any Airtel shop to upgrade your SIM to a 4G SIM and get free 4GB data.
Airtel, the smartphone network.
All right, welcome back. Proudly supported by Airtel, the smartphone. Is this smart? Is this smart? Not really. This act is not by phone. The smartphone network. Yeah, that is it. Do you like Airtel? Don't give yourself. Do you like Airtel? Say
yeah,
yes. Good.
I do.
Are we about to say no?
What am I mad?
You love Airtel.
I love it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, what happened this year? What happened this year? Let's start with a couple of things that happened in the political scene this year. First of all, some funds that gone missing, and till today we don't understand. For example, the snake that carry money from Jamb office. See, that was the highlight of the year 2018 in terms of corruption in Nigeria.
Yeah,
somebody came out to open their mouths.
Was it a snake or a monkey?
Oh, there was snake, there was monkey, and there was, I think it was snake and monkey.
Like, we are so dumb. Nigerians are so dumb. That's what they think. Like, we won't like, know that it's actually a human being that took it. Just that. It's so stupid.
It's okay. We love you people. Thank you very much for really messing with us this year. And what happened this year as well? Buhari did not take so many breaks. Did he take so many breaks? Did he travel abroad this year to go and treat himself?
That's true.
He was on seat for a while this year.
But we did not notice.
We did not notice you, sir. Okay, so David, what else? What else happened this year in the political scenes? Can you remember anything that happened this year?
Well, when it comes to politics, man, I'm like in a different world entirely. But yeah, we still like try to, you know, understand what's going on in our country as far Nigerian citizen.
They signed the Not Too Young to Run bill this year.
Oh yeah.
And we had, you know, people that are not too young to run coming out. We had Femi Sowore. We had this Eunice woman. I said she's not a feminist. I insulted Chimamanda. Wow. I said Chimamanda is an extremist. We had we have Fela Durotoye coming to run for presidency as well. So it was a very, I don't know. What do we call it now? A very good year for politics. Yeah. No, it wasn't a good year. It was a very dramatic year.
Well, I think it was a good year. I mean,
good.
Everything, yeah. It looks like it went smoothly. Not too much wahala.
There was a lot of drama.
Really.
In Lagos especially. Tinubu and Ambode and Sanwo-Olu and all of that.
That's their own, I beg.
I'm not happy that you're not going to talk about, because I'm very excited about politics actually.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
So this is what happened this year in Lagos. We know that Ambode is done according to the Jagaban of Lagos. Ambode is supposed to run for second term, but the Jagaban of Lagos is not involved. He's not interested.
Yeah.
So therefore, Ambode had to go, and now he has put up a new candidate, Jide Sanwo-Olu.
Yeah, that guy's everywhere.
To run for Lagos because he's campaigning for Lagos State Governorship.
He's everywhere. Like, I just wake up one morning and I just see him in my room.
In your room, Ke?
Like, why? I'm joking. That's, I'm just exaggerating. But I'm just saying, like, he's everywhere. Like, anywhere he goes, you just see him, like, literally.
And something very ridiculous happened. During the primary election for APC in Lagos, Abode was having zero votes in certain places in Lagos State. And then Jide Sanwo-Olu was having 2,000, 6,000, somebody that we did not even know before.
Well, that's strange.
That's very strange.
What
you
happened?
Know, we know what happened now. When the Jagaman run the nation, you know, that is what's up. All right, so also in the political scenes this year as well, Osun State. What happened in Osun State? Do you know what happened in Osun State? Do you know what happened in Osun State? Jesus. Senator Adeleke wanted to he was running for for the office of governor, and APC did what they had to do.
Yeah.
That's what I would say. They did what they had to do to not make him, or he won. He actually won, but they were like, no, it's inconclusive. So therefore, everybody shut up your mouth. Next week Monday we'll come and see who really won the election.
I don't know. I'm trying to understand, because people are like, isn't that APC is the party that's ruling Lagos or Nigeria? Because
yeah,
APC, it's nobody else, it's nothing else. You understand? And I want to understand why. Like,
Buhari is the president and he's in APC.
Yeah, I mean, it's supposed to be like a free and fair thing.
Free and fair words. This is Nigeria.
You know.
Look how we are living now. Anyways, that reminds me. Last week we did not talk about Astro World, and we did not talk about False Cities in Nigeria. So guys, we're very sorry for that. Astro World by Travis Scott, the greatest rap album that dropped this year, and
according to
the world, man.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Or just you?
It's a great album. It's a great rap album. What other rap album dropped this year? That was.
No, that's great.
It was a great rap album. All right, so the Dapchi girls were kidnapped this year as well. And and Leah Shaibu is still with the Boko Haram. And we don't know.
That is really sad. I want to know what the government is doing about that. That girl has been there for like a while now, and no one is saying anything about it. We just see it on Instagram this day, and people just like and say, "Oh, sorry," you know. People just drop comments, and no one is doing anything. I mean, let's just do something. You know, we're tired. I don't know. I feel like, as citizens and as individuals, we spend most of our time on social media. We feel like when we post something, we've done our part. It's not just about posting. It's about actually doing something, like standing up to make sure that thing is done. Yep. But we are not doing it.
We're trying.
And I'm guilty. I'm very guilty. But I try every day to, you know, do these things.
All right. So, yeah. What else? What else? What else happened politically this year? This is just a few that I know of.
No, what happened? Yeah, I want to talk about Banky W. You know.
Oh, okay, yes, Banky W.
I love him.
We love. Okay, so what do you want to say about Banky W?
I don't know. I'm just really excited that he's doing this, and I mean, when I see these posters on the road and I see Banky W's poster, it just gives me this positive vibe that as young people, we still have a chance to pursue our dreams, even if it has to do with, you know, politics and stuff. Because naturally, when you think about politics, you think about, you know, old men, sorry, but like old men, not for young people, do you understand? And it just gives me joy to see that Banky W is going into politics, and he's doing really well. Yeah, he's doing well. I think he's doing well.
What does really well mean?
And you know why
his poster is everywhere.
Yeah, his poster is everywhere.
That's what this is about.
It's so annoying that people are now removing his posters from the road. Like,
they are?
Yeah, you didn't see it.
I think they should remove it.
Why?
I don't know.
Oh my goodness, I hate you right now. Please don't even say that in front of me. Banky W, he's our guy, my guy. Yep.
Okay. Still in the political scenes, seats were changed. People left seats and people entered seats. Governor Ayodele Fayoshe apparently is no longer the governor of Ekiti State, and we have a new governor in Ekiti State. But you know the drama that happened in the transition. You know, we had a lot of drama. Fayoshe said he wanted to go and meet what they call these people, EFCC. He submitted himself to the EFCC, and they detained him for 2 weeks. After he surrendered, so the design, I'm sure they were just checking the books to make sure. But he's free now, he's not facing anything. They are free the matter. He's okay. Governor Fayoshe.
Yeah,
that is what's up. Big shout outs to you, sir. All right. So what else happened? All right. And yes, the vice presidential debate that happened last week.
Do you know, I don't still believe that thing. I don't believe our
what is he? No, what I don't is believe he a spirit?
I just feel like that's like, that's not a mistake. I feel like someone edited his speech and put where together, so it will sound like, I don't know.
He actually said
that's not a mistake. It might be a mistake, but
let me tell you what it was.
A sane person wouldn't make that kind of mistake.
It was under tension.
I beg you.
Under tension. He was dishing out figures that were unbelievable, even to him, saying we spent in the two halves of this year, they spent trillions of naira from the budget in the two halves of this year. And you say that, you can't say that confidently now. If you say that confidently, they have to question you. So you have to he had to do what he did. So it was under tension. It's okay. It's okay. I'm not even insulting him. It's okay. It's just that that guy that was laughing, Peter Obi, why are you laughing? You understand? Like, you don't even have anything to say. So you're not laughing at the man that stole money. I don't understand. What's your positive impact in that show? But it's okay, yeah. And next year is elections, guys. Go out and vote.
Yeah.
We're not discussing politics too much. So just go out and vote, really.
Yeah, go out.
Let's have like the right people in power. A lot of people are saying that Buhari is going to win next year, that every other person should go and sleep, e.g. Uncle Fela.
Yeah, it looks like Buhari is going to win next year, because I don't know, man.
Why do you say so?
I don't know. I just feel like that's the only person we have in our faces right now. Buhari and Osibanjo. So
what about Atiku?
I don't think I'm not saying that.
All right, guys. All right. That's it on political scenes. Let's come to our entertainment industry.
Yep. Thank you.
You were waiting for this.
That's my thing.
So what happened this year? First, let's start with Davido. This was the year of the posh.
Oh, yeah, the Chioma Posh.
Yeah, it was the year of the Posh.
Hey, hey, hey. That one bust my head. Like, you know, but should I start just saying you?
Yes. Yes, please.
That day, when I saw the video of the Posh, Chioma's birthday and everything, my head was banging. I'm like, what? Like, God, as I pray, God, please give me a boyfriend or buy me. I don't want a Porsche. A Porsche is too big. Just that. Just give me something. Just a guy that. But still, it's not like that's all we need. We need love and affection and all that stuff. But yeah. And then I'm like, you know what? Very soon. Like, that was just too much. Even other celebrities like Skibby and the rest, they kept saying that Davido overdid himself. Like, he did too much that naturally or normally he should have just given her maybe a Camry, Corolla. Do you understand? So, yeah.
Skibby said it.
Yeah.
Why?
They're like, it was more of like a joke-ish kind of video, you know? So, yeah, I just, man, that was a lot.
What else happened? Yeah.
Chioma, my lover.
So, what else happened this year? In the entertainment industry,
a lot happened.
Any saga, any drama, any drama. Wizkid and his baby mama.
Did that happen this year?
Very much.
That
year.
One has always been happening.
Very no. The Shola one was it? Shola? Is her name Shola? Shola. What's her name?
This Shola.
Bodu's mom. Tifa's mom.
Happened this year? It's the normal baby mama saga that we used to hear every day. Like, not like one gang.
No, this one was different. This one was about him not paying. Yeah,
yeah. That time. Well, my own opinion, I kind of believe her story, to be honest, because we all know Whiskey is a very busy person. He's very busy, and of course, it's not like that's his only baby mama. He has others. And he has to fend for the rest. So if she needs the attention from him, she can't get 100% attention from him because, you know, he's like really, really.
No, she does not need 100%. She just need, you know, you to be there.
She needed cash. Yeah, like, what's there? It's not cash. Whiskey has cash. Now, why did he give it to her? But then I heard from other people, like, I had to get other people's opinion about what they think about it. And they said that the lady was at fault. I'm like, how? They said that maybe when he was still a nobody, that she didn't support him and stuff like that. So now everything is now backfiring to her and all that stuff. I'm like, were you there? How do you know? Like, no one really knows this story. We can't just judge based on what we hear on social media or see. Or do you understand? We can't fully say that.
Let me tell you why they said that. Whiskey dropped. What's that thing? She dropped their chats, and. There was a time in the chat where Whiskey was telling her, I told you I was going to blow.
Yeah.
Yes. So that was enough to show that at some point she was probably not just believing in his, you know, career or believing in him. So he was probably, he's probably very angry at the girl.
Do you know that?
And he's putting down the child.
Do you know that some ladies, they have different ways of challenging people?
Oh, she was challenging him.
Chill. Let me just say.
What's the case? Can you hear this angle?
Us ladies, we have different approaches to everything. And I'm not going to lie. I do the same thing. So
she was encouraging him, telling him, I don't believe in you. You are a wretched son of a motherfucker.
So. No, let me tell you. Okay, let me just say what I do.
Okay.
When I meet guys that I know they have potential, but they're not working as hard as they ought to. And I feel like telling them that, you need to work hard. It's not working for them because they're not listening. Some people just need you to actually challenge them. So I tell them that, or maybe let's say guys that want me or guys that want to ask me out and stuff. And I'm like, you have to work really hard to get me. And then that's like motivation for them. That's, do you understand?
So they're like, I don't think that's what she did to Whiskey.
I wouldn't know. I'm just saying it could be that. Different too. It could be that, or it could be that she actually didn't believe in him.
And that's what she definitely
did.
Well,
yeah.
Okay. When you say work really hard to get you, what does that mean?
Yeah, I mean, like, let's say he's poor and wretched. Sorry.
Can we end the show now? Poor Richard.
No, chill. I have no filter. Sorry, my mouth has no filter. I'm okay. Just like, guys that don't have a future, guys that are waiting for life to happen to them, guys that don't know what to do with themselves and they're looking for love, guys that are comfortable with the way they are, with their brokenness.
Nobody should.
Do you understand?
Nobody should be with anybody like that.
Exactly. And I'm like, I can't be with you because you're not doing this. You're not working hard. So, and he's hell bent on having me. I'm like, if you want to have me, then you have to do this. And I feel like, okay, that's like enough reason. Okay. Amongst all other reasons for you to work hard. All
right. So that's what you mean by work hard.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you're poor and wretched, leave Cynthia alone. Leave her DMs.
Yeah.
All right. Yes. Yeah, so what else happened this year in the industry? Wizkid as well again, mm-hmm. and Tiwa Savage, all over the news. We know what happened now.
Well, I love Tiwa Savage. Mm-hmm. I love Wizkid, but I don't like them together. Sorry.
Do you think they are dating?
I don't think they are dating.
But you think they're sleeping together?
I don't. Oh shit! What are they showing?
What do you think they're sleeping together?
I don't think they're sleeping together yet.
Yet.
Yeah, I think they might still be in the.
You have so much info about all these things. Like, that's okay.
No, it's just my. I don't know.
Okay.
Just,
yeah.
I don't have proof, but okay. I'm just saying what I think.
Okay.
So I feel like they're still in the small kisses, small hug. Pecks and stuff.
Okay.
And maybe they're just this thing, you know. There's some people you'd have something with, mm-hmm. but you guys are not together.
Okay.
Just I feel that's their situation, and I don't like them together. So if the worst thing Tiwa Savage would do is to get pregnant for him, I swear.
What's there?
I don't know. It's just I don't know, man. It's just what's this thing, I don't want to say her age and his age. I mean, that's not enough.
That
that's
shit,
not enough
man.
Reason. That's not enough reason. But
that age don't matter no more. Like, this is 2018. 2019
I know,
is some hours.
But like,
so it don't really matter anymore. It's just really about what you want to do with your life. Like, if she wants to sleep with him and then get pregnant for him and give him two twins.
No. I mean, Wizkid already has like 3 or 4 baby mamas, if I'm not mistaken.
Tiwa Savage can take care of the baby.
Of course, the other baby mamas can take care of their babies as well.
No, they can't.
Maybe not all of them, but at least one of them can. So it's not about taking care of the baby. I mean, anyone can take care of their baby, even if you don't have enough money. But I'm just saying that she should have someone, or she should get pregnant for someone that is
speaking of babies, Akporo got twins this year.
Oh, congratulations to him.
Akporo got twins this year, and Alina Keji got one.
Yeah, I'm so happy for Alina Keji.
Very controversial one.
Shout out to her.
Very controversial one.
That Kemi Olunloyo said that is a prophetic baby.
No, that's
right?
We don't even care about that. That woman is actually very psychotic person.
Wow.
She's not okay. Oh, do you like her?
What?
Okay, I thought she was your role
well,
model.
Well, not like I hate her.
I don't hate her either.
I don't just give her that much attention. When I see her on my page, I'm like, who's this one? I beg next.
She shouldn't be giving that much attention. Anyway, so this is what happened to Lina Keji. Apparently, they say she's been preaching celibacy since all these days. Like, please, oh, girls, be celibate. Mm-hmm. And now she goes to sleep with somebody who is not just somebody, or who is not just a man, but people are saying he's married. And Lina Keji is saying in her, as far as she's breathing air, she would never sleep with a married person.
Yeah.
But they think he's married.
Yeah.
And I think she knows that he's married.
And I also heard that she used to, you know, say that you should baby mamas. She doesn't support baby mamas and all that. And now she's one. I don't know if you saw this video on Instagram where she was with her friends, and then they were having some kind of get together, and one of her friends called her baby mama. And she was just laughing, like, this didn't enter her. Do you understand? You know where your friends mock you,
mm-hmm.
and you know that thing is true, mm-hmm. so it's peppering you.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, people kept saying that, oh, so you're now a baby mama.
You're now a baby
How does
mama.
It feel, this and that, after insulting all of us? And then she went on to say that she never insulted baby mamas.
That's what she said.
I don't understand.
Even me.
Well,
even me, I don't. Anyways, so big shout out to Lina Keji. You have money, you take care of the child.
I saw the video though. You know when she did this her post of how she got or how she fell pregnant.
She fell like
how she fell pregnant. That she
said she fell pregnant. That Africa was like, watch the floor. Ladies, watch the floor, guys.
Yeah.
There's pregnancy everywhere. She had to what?
She had to go from her house in Banana Island to, I don't know, did she say third roundabout?
Don't mind that. Please, you knew all this while. Linda, come, sit down, listen to me. You wanted to sleep with that man and get pregnant. It wasn't about, you probably were just attracted to him. It wasn't, you just wanted to have a child. You saw that you could not be with this man earlier in whatever was going on between you guys. Stop lying to us. Stop it.
And
we know the truth.
People like Linda KG, I feel like it's very hard for
people
them
what?
To like Linda KG.
People like her.
People like her. People like Linda KG find it very hard to actually find a man at this point in their lives. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, there are lots of guys that would want to, you know, marry her, and you know, but it's going to be hard for her because she'll think that they want her just because of her money or her fame or something. So yeah, I understand why she had to go for a married man. That, do you understand? So maybe the guy has everything, but just that he's married. Maybe she actually likes him. She must have liked him. I mean, I don't think she'll sleep with someone she doesn't like.
Maggie, in the international scene, a couple of people left us. XXX Tantacion. I don't know how to pronounce the name today.
Yeah, yeah.
But it left us. Mac Miller left us as well this year. Mm-hmm. And RIP to those people that left. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We love you, by the way.
XXX Tantacion. What's his name? He's so cute. Oh, my goodness.
It's cute.
He's so fine.
And some people are leaving the earth. Some people are leaving to jail. 6ix9ine. Young Kakashi, what's his name? He's in jail for the next 25 years of his life.
Wow, I don't. A part of me doesn't believe it.
He's going to jail.
No, I believe he's going to jail. I don't just believe he's going to stay that long in jail, like 25 years. What's going to happen to his music career? What's going to happen to his life?
Let me tell you what's going to happen to him. You know Bobby Shmurda.
Bring back Bobby Shmurda. I miss him so
much.
That's
exactly what's going to happen to him.
But really, this is not nice. I miss Bobby Shmurda, to be very honest.
How many songs of Bobby Shmurda do you know?
It's true,
Shad. He's just one.
I don't know. I just feel pity for him.
Pity
I don't really know the whole story.
Who's but they were warning. Everybody warned him. People warned him on TV. People
what
warned him to
do?
His face. He was carrying weapons. He had weapons and drugs. Yeah. So, yeah.
So, how long is he in jail for?
25 years.
Bobby Shmurda.
No, Bobby Shmurda for the rest of his life.
No, fuck. sorry.
It's okay for the rest
but
of his life.
That's. No. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. All right. So as well, the Global Citizens Day happened in South Africa this year. Global Citizen Festival happened in South Africa this year. We had Beyonce, we had Pharrell Williams, we had Jay-Z, we had Wizkid, we had Tiwa Savage.
We had
Beyonce. Yeah, Beyonce was in Nigeria. I already said Beyonce now. South Africa. So we have those people. It was a great one as well this year. A couple of concerts happened as well this year. What else happened this year? Are you sure you don't want to see anything happen?
Yeah, I was on my Instagram earlier today, and I saw that there's this thing going on between Yemi Alade and Tiwa Savage. I don't know if you saw it.
Leary?
Tell us. I was sipsy. You need to sip that tea. So, yeah, Yemi Alade posted something saying that Tiwa Savage has flat bum. She should stop pushing her butt out. That I don't know, Sha. She's just, you know, trying to insult Tiwa Savage. And then Tiwa Savage said,
Are you joking?
I'm serious. It's on Instablog. You should check it today. So Tiwa Savage was like, Tiwa Savage posted two pictures on her Instagram page with her butt out. Like, we've always had this thing, girl. Like, what are you saying? Just then, like, she just gave it back to her. So there's like this thing. I don't know. Are they? It's true. I've never heard of Tiwa Savage, Yemi Alade, like, out or in the studio or something.
Excuse me. Why is Yemi Alade insulting Tiwa? I don't understand.
I don't understand. Like, this thing is different.
I'm going to swear. What the fuck?
Tiwa Savage is the queen. I mean, I'm pissed that Tiwa Savage actually replied.
I don't even think this is about any Game of Thrones. This is about why are two ladies in the industry? You know how delicate the female entertainment music industry is.
Yeah.
And then both of you are out there messing yourselves up.
Do you understand?
And
no,
who started it?
Yemi Alade started it.
Started this nonsense.
What
the fuck, man?
I read the comment section
and
people were like, Yemi Alade did not mention Tiwa Savage. Why is Tiwa Savage now replying to...
What did Yemi Alade say? Did she say Tiwa Savage? What did she say?
She didn't say Tiwa Savage. She didn't say nothing at all. But yeah, we saw Tiwa Savage's post that's... was, you know, the same or that felt like she was replying. So he gave me a letter. You know, people just know how to connect the dots.
I'm on this rubbish show. They should better stop all this nonsense and compose themselves. Like, I don't understand. What's wrong with all of you adults? Okay, well, you be saying nobody's giving you attention in the industry.
What? No, no, no. I feel like Yemi Alade is just, she should just focus on her music career. And to what's happened, she just keep doing her thing. I mean, it's normal to get beefs from your colleague or something.
I'm very disappointed. All right, speaking of exits, Ricardo Banks left Maven officially this year. Run Town got in trouble with his record label this year.
Yep.
Kiss Daniel got in trouble with his record label this year.
Yep.
Yes.
Everyone's getting in trouble
with their record labels. Yeah. So yeah, these people got in trouble. You guys sort it out. I'm sure you guys have sorted it out.
Yeah, they'll be good. They'll be fine.
You guys will be fine.
Well, we don't know about Run Town yet because we've not really heard anything from him.
But I think Kiss Daniel is good. Kiss Daniel is okay.
Kiss Daniel is fine.
Yeah.
What's this guy's name? Ricardo Banks is doing well too.
Yeah.
But like I said earlier, Run Town, what's going on? We've not heard anything from him. Like,
oh, there's a new song. Oh.
There is.
Oh, 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 Lucy.
when did that drop?
Like 2 weeks ago. It's not the best song from
Run. That's what I'm saying. I mean, like, I feel like it's because of his thing with his record label. I mean, if he was still with his record label, we should, I don't know. Or maybe it's too early. Mm-hmm. But I don't think 2 weeks is too early. I mean, he will drop a song. And
it's more than 2 weeks, like 3 weeks now.
Yeah, it's supposed to, at least it should be around
like 3 weeks
now. You know,
well, it's okay. It's okay. So what else happened? Tell us what you know that happened.
Well, I really don't know what happened. Sorry.
But you are like the vlogger. You're like the vlogger that
I used to be.
The
vlogger.
What did you comment on this year?
Comment on?
Yeah.
Well, during the Big Brother thingy, that was
going on Big Brother happened this year, right?
Yep.
Uh-huh. So that was something that happened this year. All right. So yeah, tell us about.
But that's like old news now. Like that's
as we're talking about the whole year.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We all know CC and her drama. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Come to think of it, we all know CC and her drama.
Mm-hmm.
Like in the house, she was like everywhere, so annoying and all that. And now she's out of the house and she's now so innocent. How?
I don't
know. Like, she doesn't cause trouble anymore. She's now,
okay,
like,
so you expect her to just walking on the road and be causing trouble?
No, not walking on the road to cause trouble. I mean, okay. She's now friends with everybody. She's now even more... She's cooler than every other housemate now that she's out of the house.
Oh, she's nice. Have you met her before?
Well, I haven't met her before. But you would expect Titi to come out of the house with this force that I'm out of the house. Who's going to try me? I'm going to kill you. I'm going to, you know, because that's what she was doing in the house. She was always fighting with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So now she's now friends with everybody.
But I heard that's her character, you know, and that's how she is. But then it's possible for her to change. It's possible for her to calm down.
You know, she said that... I think she said that's not how she is in real life. Because she knows that the theme for Big Brother was... is it Double Trouble?
Okay, so that's right. Double Wahala.
So Double Wahala, yeah. So she had to create a character for herself in the house. And that was her character, and I think that worked for her.
Is that what she said?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She said it. So yeah, maybe that is it.
Makes sense.
So I want to know, do you think Miracle should have won?
Miracle should have won Big Brother.
Yeah.
CC should have won Big Brother.
You know,
if it was Double Wahala.
Yeah.
And that was the theme of the show.
Yeah.
And CC should have won it, but Miracle was just very calm.
Miracle was just there.
It was. Where is his health now?
I heard he has traveled to the village.
Stop.
Stop it. I'm serious. I heard he traveled. He's not in Lagos at the moment. He spends most of his time there.
In his village?
Yeah, he stays. Let's not say village. Village is too. Let's just say he stays.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm, okay.
That's just sad. I mean, he's supposed to be in Lagos. I mean, this is where everything happens. Mm-hmm. If he wants to continue his career, or maybe he wants to, you know, mm-hmm. he should come to Lagos.
Mm-hmm.
Be like every other housemate that's trying to, you know.
No, it doesn't have to be. That's probably doesn't like. What's the standard? It doesn't have to be. What if he's a very of which he was actually himself in the house. If he's going to go back to his village now, after the show, after he has won the show, it just goes to show that that's in the house. He was just showing his real self. Like, he wasn't hiding anything. Like, it was just being him. Like, he didn't have to create a character.
What's the purpose of his going to the house in the first place?
To win the money. I think he wanted to win the money.
It's just the money, not for the fame.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. If that's
needed the money.
Understandable.
He wanted to be a pilot, so he needed money to go to school, man.
I mean, you can do all of that in Lagos. I mean, when I see people traveling outside Lagos, I'm like, what are you guys doing there? What's happening there?
Leave him. He's a very private person. Leave Miracle. He's a miraculous boy. All right, big shout-outs to Toby. Toby's doing well as well.
Mm-hmm.
Big shout-outs to... I haven't seen Anto. I saw
Anto is doing pretty well too. I think she has this her hair thing.
Okay.
For her hair to grow, I don't know, some hair products thing that she has going on, and that's really good.
Okay.
And who else? Nina. I heard her Instagram account got hacked.
Gifty is having baby dramas with Mr. What's that? What's the story? What's happening?
I don't know. I don't even know that story. Both of them, I mean, sorry, who is Gifty?
In Gifty now. She was in Gifty. I think Gifty was in the last set, in Bisola's set.
Now, I know her. I'm like, who is she? And Mr. 2K is like,
Mr. 2K.
I'm like,
cakes, Mr. 2K.
I did not say Chukukeo.
Same energy, bro. That Burna Boy thing happened this year. What? So let me tell you what happened. So this year, Burna Boy and Mr. 2K had a very serious rift.
Are you serious?
Oh, you didn't know. No. That Burna Boy allegedly, you know, you can say I'm doing the quote and unquote, you know.
Oh,
he allegedly
sent hotel room.
Robbers to go and fuck him up, literally.
But who, like, who said it's Burna Boy that sent those people?
I don't know anything. Nothing happened. Burna, we allegedly, that's what we know. Burna Boy allegedly sent hired assassins to beat Mr. 2K up. Very dramatic game. Burna Boy is a very great artist.
I love Burna Boy.
I was going to say something else, but I was very scared in my heart.
Are you serious? You don't like Burna Boy?
I love him.
That sounds really sarcastic.
No, I'm serious. I love Burna Boy.
I love Burna Boy.
Same energy, bro.
Well, I did used to like Burna Boy. I mean, I didn't used to like Burna Boy's music. But now, after he released Bono,
It took that long for you to like him.
Yeah. And maybe I like him now because everybody likes him. You know when people just put someone in your heart because they like him, you just have to like him. So yeah. I never used to like him because I used to think he was Raz, but now I think he's
Raz.
Yeah.
Oh Jesus.
When he was in
that wasn't Raz. That was him relating to the streets.
Well, streets call streets. They go and sleep.
See, guys, me though. All right. What else happened this year? Tell us.
This year.
Cynthia.
Cardi B and Nicki Minaj.
That's true. Cardi B and Nicki Minaj and Offset. That triangle of which Offset and Cardi B, now they have split.
I want them to come back.
For what?
I don't know. I feel like they have a child together. I mean, Anzu. You don't expect. I mean,
Anzu, I don't understand married, this child. I don't understand this child.
No, chill. Let's not even talk about the child. Okay, fine. You're in a relationship with someone. Yeah. You don't expect everything to be rosy all the way. Do you understand? This thing.
So they must cheat on you now twice, in your face. You still be
that
with him. Not even married. You're not even married.
No, that's
just
very
engaged.
Disrespectful. I understand. I'm going to do the exact same thing Cardi B did.
So what are you
asking? But we're gonna come back together. But maybe he wouldn't know.
Together.
He wouldn't know, and I wouldn't say it. Okay. The same way Cardi B is not saying it.
So you feel like she's going to get back to him?
Yeah, I feel she's gonna get back together with him.
Yeah, ma.
Do you know Cardi B actually likes this guy?
She's
in love with him. I beg. If you're a big fan of Cardi B, you'd from her small distinct things that she you know that she likes this guy with passion.
Okay.
So yeah, let's talk about Nicki Minaj and Cardi B. Yeah. Like, who do you support? Like who do you like the most?
Nicki Minaj is the queen of rap. Nicki Minaj is the queen of the rap in the 21st century. And no other person can take it from her.
Yeah.
So if Cardi B is coming to say, I goddamn no goddamn freaking queen over there.
Wow.
Cardi B is joking.
You sound like you don't like Cardi B at all.
I really like Cardi B. She's very gifted.
Yeah.
She's very gifted and she's using her gifts well. But you coming to drag the throne. Man,
is she not dragging the throne? I think you people are the one making
you come.
Like
you coming to drag the throne. This is not a game. Bitch.
She's not dragging the throne to anybody. I feel like the audience is making it look like a competition.
She's dragging the throne, my love.
No. I love Nicki Minaj. I'm a huge fan. I've always loved her ever since I was little, secondary school.
Okay.
Yeah. And Cardi B came up, and I like Cardi B too. So I'm like in the middle. I love Cardi B's attitude, her character, the way she relates with people. She's really friendly. She's all of that. Mm. But Nicki Minaj, we don't know her before. Not like you know people just from, you know, different maybe you interviews.
Okay.
They can't fake it all along. Do you understand? You surely know, like, well, this person looks approachable. This person looks. Yeah, but Nicki Minaj. Well, I think she's all about her music. She's all about her queen throne. I feel like she's put that queen thing in her head that is taking over everything that she does. She wants to be the queen everywhere, in her music, in her lifestyle, in everything.
She is the queen.
Well, because yes, she is the queen, but who made her the queen, though? Who made her the queen? I'm not saying she's not the queen. I'm just saying, yeah, fine, whatever. She's the queen, whatever. That's her. That's, yeah. Mm-hmm. But if... I mean, Cardi B is doing well too, and yeah, I also think Nicki Minaj is very corny with her acts. Cardi B is a very, very verbal person. She talks, she says what's on her mind, she just says it straight up. But you don't see Nicki Minaj telling people her problems. Cardi B will tell
you
her problems.
That's not her character.
That's not her character.
And it's not in her place.
We get to understand.
It's not in her place to tell anybody how she feels. Not
chill,
in her place to be.
I know, but,
to be ratchet.
But we get to understand how these people feel. So if you're gonna be very secretive with how you feel, or if you have issues with someone, we wouldn't even know who you are. Like, we don't even know who these people are. Like, when you see someone that's very, very quiet, doesn't talk to people, it's very, very hard to understand people like that. And that's how Nicki Minaj is. So we don't really know what she can do and what she cannot do. But Cardi B, we hear her problems.
That's just a loud mouth.
She's been human to me.
Like, if I'm going to fuck you up, I'm not going to talk, but
people are naturally like her. Do you understand? I'm not like that too. So you're quiet. You and I are talking like this. You're not like
if I'm angry at you, and I'm going to fuck you up. I'm not going to be quiet about it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be silent about it.
People have different ways of handling this situation.
Good. So that's why Nicki Minaj is keeping quiet. So that doesn't mean she's not the queen because she's keeping quiet.
No, I'm not saying she's not the queen. I said she is the queen.
Or she's not a boss because she's keeping quiet.
No, she's a boss. She's everything. I said I like both of them. I'm just saying, like, I like this song because of this. I like this song because of this. So yeah, and there's this thing that happened between the both of them that Cardi B. Oh no, was it Nicki that leaked Cardi B's number first, and then Cardi B leaked her own number? Did you hear that one?
Really?
Like, guy, I was watching her Instagram video and I saw Nicki Minaj's number. I was like, so a part of me was telling me, Cynthia, call this number. Maybe Nicki Minaj
will pick up. You know, I'm calling. All right. Yeah. Speaking of the international world, this year was also the year of sexual molestation, sexual abuse. You know, people coming out to say, I was abused. I remember when we were on set for Titanic, and you know, the corporate touched my breast. Although the cameraman said action. I'm joking. But then it was a year for you know, people coming out to speak up against abuse in the industry, which is also happening in Nigeria.
Yeah.
But we wouldn't talk about it because
people
what?
Shy away from it a lot.
Is it shyness? Or people are scared that their career will end?
No, I don't think so. I feel like people
should. They're shy. I don't think I'll be shy of that too. I think if anybody that's at the top should abuse me, I don't think I'll be shy. I think I'll be happy to speak up when
I have to.
I would not speak up because my career will end. Yeah, for babes, they're always shy.
You know, you're a guy. As a girl, it's harder for us. I mean, when it comes to sexual things, we tend to shy away from it. It's only girls that, you know, don't give two shits, that talk like, what the hell, what's there? Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
But girls, naturally, we just don't like to talk about things like this in public. So even if you're going to say something like that to someone very, you know, confidential.
So
when a girl gets abused or raped, it's even hard for us to talk to our parents. Naturally, it's hard for me to tell my mommy that I have a boyfriend. How much more someone has, you know, put his stuff inside me to get. So that is really, really
hard. Say forcefully so that
forcefully, yes.
But
do you understand? Mm. And I don't know. We always have this mentality that, okay, fine, if we say it, what's going to happen? What would they do to the person? Nothing else. It's not Nigeria. What would they do? It's not connection. Okay. So we always feel like it's better to keep our mouth shut and not say the things out. And then even if, okay, fine, something is being done. Everybody knows about it now. Mm-hmm. People are looking at you like the girl, like you don't want to describe you now. It's not that girl that's being molested. Do you understand? So there's always this thing.
Okay, there's
and no one wants to,
it.
Yeah, no one wants to be that girl that this guy raped. We just want to be Cynthia ABJ. We want to be our names. We want to be known for good things, not for bad things.
That makes sense. Yeah. That makes sense. So big shout outs to everybody who came out to speak up. Big shout outs to people who listen to them. And then for those of you who are in the act of it in Nigeria, stop it, really. If it just, you know, yeah, you guys should just stop it. Like, it's not nice.
No,
like,
it's
not. So just let people do what they, because there are so many people that are on TV now that shouldn't be on TV, and we are like, is this person really a good presenter or actress? You know, we are questioning their talent. You know, but we know what you did to get to that position. You understand? So please, if you are doing nothing, let people that really deserve, you know, that really deserve to be on these platforms, be on these platforms. Stop sleeping with people for, you know, to showcase them. Stop it. It's not good.
Yeah.
All right. Yes, a big shout out to everyone who's listening to the show right now. We have to round up. I have to round up. Anything to say? Anything?
Well, do I have anything? Yeah, I have something.
Mm-hmm.
Let me sell my market. Guys, like I said earlier, my name is Cynthia ABJ. I'm an actor. And you all should tune in to My Siblings and I every day on Africa Magic Urban.
Wait, hold on. How much is your guy going to pay me for this?
I don't understand.
It's like promotion.
Oh, wow.
You say African people. Magic. So, like, two people are going to pay me. African Magic, the producers of My Siblings and I.
And I should also promote you for putting my name on it.
No, you are here at will. Yeah, you don't understand. I said come for my show, then you came. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I don't want that you have to pay me for promoting your show on my show.
No, I'm promoting my show on your show.
Yeah, so you have to pay.
Fico, let's just move on.
Go ahead.
So yeah, My Siblings and I every day on Africa Magic Urban Channel 153.
They suck you. You forgot the number.
I play the character Bing Bae. Mm-hmm. So yeah, just watch out for me.
All right, yeah, big shout out to Cynthia. Thanks so much for coming.
Thank you.
Follow her on Instagram at Cynthia Ibeji.
Ibeji.
Do you know how you say he's Ibeji? Do you know? I just never paid attention to the Ibeji.
Oh,
I'm
my
like,
goodness.
It's Cynthia Ibeji.
You call me Ibeji. What the hell is that? My
Ibeji
name is
twins.
No, please. My name is Cynthia ABJ, like ABJ, but it's actually spelled EBIJIE.
Yeah.
So my Instagram handle is CYNTHIAEBIJIE.
Yeah, that's her. Follow her. Stick around. Follow her and follow me as well. I assure me. And yes, the question for today's giveaway, ladies and gentlemen, will be announced after this break. Don't go anywhere. What's my question? Okay, I have my question. All right, so welcome back. Quickly, the question for this week is, are you ready? What three albums did we talk about in the last episode of The Relevant Show Wrap Up 2018 Music Edition? What three albums did we talk about? Mention three albums that we talked about on the show. And don't forget to put the hashtags, The Relevant Show, hashtag ROG Music Africa, hashtag Data is Life, and hashtag Airtel Nigeria, right in the comment section on that this poster that we're posting on for this episode. Yeah, just put your answers and all those hashtags, and yes, you get to win yourselves free data in this very festive season, from us to you and from Airtel to you as well. Don't go anywhere. This is still ROG Music Africa. Keep listening to us on www.rogmusicafrica.com. follow us on all social media platforms at ROG Music Africa. Yeah, that's what's up. We have to you. Stay relevant, stay happy, stay safe, stay positive. Have a lovely week. Bye.
That's it.
We're done.
Yay. Because I want to take a picture. I can't come here.
Tune in and feel the wave. It's ROG.
Heard that.